Tuned into Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
Indeed, we are powered by SID Media. So you know, we are people of the socials. We are people of social media and so forth and so on. So there is this video that I'm going to be playing for you that I found on TikTok. I came across it and I will tell you my reactions and the reactions of other people later, and then I'm going to throw it to Zintle and Uncle Derek. Today I'm calling him Uncle Derek Mdala. Today we're playing as Toba. No, Mdala Derek was not Lana. So here is this video. Let me see. Gilala Pikonjinkosiam. Well, okay. Here is the video. So let us take a listen. I'll try to translate because it's in Zulu. Yeah, it's in Zulu, and then I'll translate and then we will talk about it.
Hamba mama. Hamba mama. Ungabi na idlozi. Ushiye singenalutho, ushiye sihlupheka. Ungishiye nomalume useless. Ngabe ngcono kube kufe nogogo. Ngoba naye kuyinkinga uletha amakhehla ahlukene lapha no-Bentley. Hamba mama. Angazi ngempela ukuthi wawusilethelani usihluphekisa ngakho. Uyimanje nje. Nginey'nkinga iningi, ngithandana notikilayo. Angangihluphi kanje. Hamba mama. Hamba.
All right, so that is how that video ends. So in essence, so if you look at it, so it's a guy, so there is a, I think the mother, not that, I think the mother died. So he is there by the grave, you know, the coffin is there, I think they're about to lower the coffin and everything there. And then he's speaking to the dead body. They're saying that, hamba mama, meaning like, go mother, go. I'm going to translate verbatim. Mazulu will forgive me. So he's saying, go, don't even be an ancestor. Don't even think be of being an ancestor. It would have been better if it was Ugogo. Ugogo meaning our the grandmother who had died, because the grandmother is busy dating men and even bringing Bentens into the house. And he's like, now he's dating a... I'll use the word that is used in the Bible. Derek loves it. In the book of Proverbs. I'm even dating a whore, you know, and the lady apparently is troubling him, and now he is in impoverished. We are chupeka, you know, he's impoverished and stuff like that. And then he say, "Hamba ma, because you did nothing to us." Okay. So I have summarized the video. So when I saw this video initially, you know, I looked at it and then I passed, and then I came back to it. And then some people were actually laughing about that whole video, you know, content. You know, we look at content, sometimes we laugh, sometimes we cry, sometimes we react otherwise. But some people were laughing, but then otherwise were like, that's very hard and that's very tough and that's very sad, the state in which he is in. So now I'm going to give you my... I looked at that and I was like, it's sad. It's sad that he finally found, I don't know, maybe we don't know his life. It's just this 30 seconds, you know, even, yeah, 41 seconds clip that we have. But for me, it's like he found his voice at the end. He found his voice when the person was no longer there. But then it also raised questions to me, Uguti, can we speak to our parents in this day and age? Are we allowed, even not in this day and age, forever? Have we ever had a chance where we are allowed to speak to our parents, where we are given a voice to voice out to our parents? So he's saying there that the mother is useless. Or he even mentioned the uncle as well, the people that he's left with. He's saying all of these things, meaning that the mother left them in a worse state than ever, meaning that they shouldn't have been born, you know, because, you know. So for me, it was a matter of like, can I go to my mom now? Well, my dad is dead. Can I go to my mom now? And I'm like, yeah, zikahle ma. Here, you failed. Here, you have disappointed. Remember the last time we spoke about disappointments, right? How when a person has disappointed us, can we talk to that person? Can we go approach them and whatnot? But now, if it's our parents, can I now go to my mom? And I was like, yes, ma, when I ask you are your favorites. Or I'm like, I'm going to say, you know? But ma, like, can we raise our concerns with our parents? Or can we raise how we view our parents in our own eyes to them? And earlier on, you know, when I was speaking, as I was leaving my house, I was speaking to my husband, and I was like, he's saying, like he's impoverished. But my question as well is, by whose standards are you saying you are poor? You understand? So we don't know Ugutiena how his life is. So I have my people here, Iko, because I'm here. So that we can discuss this. You guys, hi Zintla, hi Derek.
Hi.
Oh, hi. I'm afraid. So I'm good.
Hi.
Are you guys good?
All right,
sir. I know with these things, I usually just get up at Guni and I don't greet. So today I have.
You want to greet?
Are you guys well? You've heard the video.
Yeah.
What are you in before you react to my analysis of things? How what are your thoughts?
Okay, start the video.
Yeah,
right. Hamba mama, nyakota manje. Hamba mama, asazi bewusilethela nemhlabeni. Ushiye no koko o useless no malume o useless. Ngihlushwa intombi. Asibambe izinto ezu-3 la. Uqoshe umamake. Uya mqueshini ukuthi waye emzalile. Ubalisa ngentombi ayitholele yena engalandanga ngoma wakhe.
Yeah,
we have one. Siqala ku video bese siya ku reality ukuthi siyakwazi ukukhuluma nabazali.
Yeah.
Okay. La ku video ngithola into eyi-1 ukuthi ngoba ethi hamba mama. Lo muntu ukhuluma une pain.
Yeah.
Ngokuqala lokho. Une anger. Une pain ne anger. Kuhlukile ke pain ne anger abantu bayenza into eyi-1 leyo nto leyo. Une pain une anger. Bese kuba ukuthi uthatha izinto zakhe use blame uma wakhe. Ngama decisions wakhe. Okay. Okokuqala ke enginotisayo ukhuluma nomntolele lithini iBhayibheli ngabantu abalele. Okay, sekuminusa lokho. Mistake yokuqala nje leyayenzile ukuthi uzokhuluma nomntolele.
But wait, on that one I thought about it as well. And I was like, but we have different views in terms of the state of the dead.
Right.
As Adventists, Nama, I knew it when I got here in the Adventist. Me, Nama, I had other things. I even forgot what I used to think, but now, you know, I'm thinking other things.
Right.
But we some of us believe Uguti, the spirit, somewhere, somehow, okay. You know. So that one I was like, okay, maybe he has a different understanding of the state of the dead.
Right. Okay. Use kulumile ke noma wakhe, umbuza. Ngithandile point yakho uma uthi why azokhuluma manje uma esethule ngoba ngiyamblame futhi ukuthi why angakhulumanga kusasenesikhathi mhlawumbe futhi ngoba thina Africans sinenkinga yabazali sinenkinga yabazali abangasho ukuthi ungakhulumi kodwa banendlela yokwenza ungakhulumi abasho they'll never say ungakhulumi don't say that but kunendlela yokukuvala ukuthi ungayisho leyo nto. Hey, don't even go there. Ubona ngisho nge-facial expression ukuthi uthi ungakuqale. So, nanoma ngabe mhlawumbe usuyafuna ukukhuluma leyo nto ukudla kangakanani, kodwa ngokuthi le nto yokukhuliswa ngaleyo facial expression, ngale ndlela yokukhuliswa leyo ukuthi ngiyazi ukuthi kunama boundaries angeqi la. Ususaba nokusho into ekulimazayo. Zingakhi izinto esivalela enhlizweni zethu singayikhulumi. Nabazali zingakhi izinto esizothi mabehamba abazali bethu kuyimasi ba question abengeke bese siphendula ngoba kubhlungu manje akakho ozomphendula uthi ihamba kumuntu vele ohambayo
ohambile
uyabona ongekaza mphendule sisele thina siyahleka ngala sisele thina siyam blame siyam question kwayena ukuthi why all this time kanti asazi background
esh
asazi ukuthi be inhlalo kwasekhaya bekunjani asazi ukuthi ekhaya kuvele kunokwenza ukuthi ba divided ngoba maye mention ukuthi ungishiye nogogo useless okusho ukuthi akakwazi ngisho ukukhuluma nogogo usaphila
akamboni
akakwazi ngisho ukuba ukommunicate nomalume
because already malume has already been labeled
engazi ukuthi yabokeleyo ngizosebenzisa igama elikhlaza ngizothi uyahlanya ngoba usaphila usakwazi ukuyidecide into wrong ne right maye kwazi ukublame umzali wakhe
ushiyele umama ngithi
no uthi maye sakwazi ukublame umzali ukuthi hamba ungilethele emhlabeni ungishiyele abantu abay useless uma ekwazi ukudecide umama wakhe ukuthi ungenzeli ukuthi oku wrong yini emstophayo ukuthi a decide yena into right njengamanje ethi intombi yamhlukumeza usaphila usahlala nayo aka decide for i life yakhe ukuthi okay ngiyabona ukuthi lo muntu lo angikwazi ukuqhubeka naye mawuthi umuntu vele ovalela izinto okusho ukuthi yena uzohlala efa every day
Derek, what are your thoughts on the video?
Yeah, I think Zinhle says a mouthful, and you also just had to put it quite clearly as well. I think it speaks to dynamics in families, and it's a deeper. It's easy to look at him and judge him harshly, but I think family dynamics differ, especially in an African context. The setup of how we become families and how families are run in Africa is very critical. That the parents play a huge role in the children's lives, and so the platform, fair and fine, yes, Atabaningi come from impoverished backgrounds, right, who end up going out and becoming something in their lives,
right.
But we shouldn't negate the fact that the platform you are given at birth, in upbringing, in your formative years, plays a huge role in who you become as a whole as well, right? The example that they give you, the teaching that they give you, the backbone that they give you to be able to stand for yourself, plays a huge role. We cannot negate that. So I think that's quite important. But like you're saying as well, that the fact that he's now finding an opportunity to air it when mom is dead, it kind of defeats the purpose and the point, right? He's bitter, he's angry. But I think he just needs someone to assist him to say, it's not over for you.
Hey.
It can be over for mom, she's slipped. But for you, you can move on and be better, right? And be a better influence. Because what's going to happen is, if he's going to have children, they're also going to be saying the same things he's saying now. No, he's having that pass the buck kind of attitude. What my state, who I am today, the challenges I'm facing are not my fault. Hey. They're somebody else's. Umama, ugogo, umalume. Kanti, what about you when ungena nini ku equation leyo?
Exactly.
You know, when do you take responsibility? So I think it's quite key that we first own our situations, number one. But number two as well, that as parents, what are we leaving our children?
Hey.
You know, the Bible says a good man leaves an inheritance to his children's children. You know, and that it's almost like when you read Ephesians 5, God has a commandment to husbands, right?
Yeah,
love your wife.
Yeah.
He also has a commandment to women, be submissive to your husband.
Yeah, yeah.
The two are mutually exclusive. They're not related. So your love to your wife is not dependent on the submissiveness. You do it because that's what God says.
Right.
Your submissiveness to your husband is not dependent on his love. You're doing it because God says so. So the same thing is here. God says to the parent, ensure your children have a future. But he also says to the children, your life is your own. So if the one does not do their part, you can't say, Mara, it's my mother's fault.
Right.
So I think it's a challenge because, yeah, he is bitter. Siyabona and ubona inkinga eningi usiyesingena lutho. I don't know, what did you want mom to leave him? Inheritance, maybe, I don't know. Or we would take a mental example, because that is what I'm also hearing. If you hear the trend in the family, trend so he's saying, and he's also saying, now look at me, I've also followed in that trend, which I think is the bigger thing that we must be hearing from him now, to say, beyond the tangibles, the inklupego, when we hear that word, we think poverty.
Right.
But he's saying beyond that, in our genes, you've left us this weakness of not being able to be upright. And I think that there is something that is very big. And I think it speaks to ugogo uhamba namapen 10. What did you teach umntanakho oshonile? Uzashona la, abantwana bakhe are now saying, you left us nothing. There's no example you're leaving us. Umalume naye bheka ufana nogogo, ufana nomama. Mina sengifana nomalume nomama nogogo.
Hey.
Uyabona ukuthi iyakuphi? Iyajula nje kanje. So I think it is quite important that the solution, however, is that someone needs to come in and say, iphelela kimi, this is where
it ends,
and then let's move on in a cleaner phase.
Yes, motion njalo.
Yeah.
Kunento eclickayo ukuthi we isiya la ku a point in lakazane ukuthi okay. Now sengithi mina ngiyikhatha yonke lento. Usungcono emndenini wakho wena.
Hey.
No, but don't cut the family off.
No, I'm not cutting the family off.
Oh, kuthi mama wena nje. Izinto ezingcono. Yes. Angisazenzi lezi nalezi. Yeah. Yeah.
Usungcono ke wena ku family yakho. So right kunabo usuphezulu. Yikho ngithi iya kulento yazanele ukuthi sikhuluma nini kahle kahle. Ngoba siya emndenini siyisaba thina kwenza ama family meeting. Oh,
but see, right, you are very right. But also, what is important to note is, what I picked up is, people talk in the beginning. when you start to institute these things. Mm-hmm. But after you're established and they really realize the bitterness, they start emulating you.
Right.
We don't want that phase as kulunya giona. But it's necessary in the transformation space. So ungasabi ukuthi bazokhuluma ngawe. It's okay. But after paying the school fees, give it 2, 3, 5 months. Bazajika bathi, Zanele, how can I also take on what you're doing? How can I also be what you're being? So we must be okay to pay the school fees. Let them talk about you. Yamana manje uzinhlenje since aqale nje ukwenza kanjena beka sekanjani. But after that bazothi yazi nabantwana yenzani njengozinhle.
Right.
So it's okay. Let them talk.
Okay, wait. I have other thoughts. There's a listener who said, number one, indoda endala lo muntu ube nempilo yakhe yonke yokuthi azikhiphe enhluphekweni. I'll translate. Yeah. So this man is old. He has all the time to remove himself from poverty. Indoda endala. You know,
can't be blaming mother.
The moment it is badala, how he has good say all the terms are off. Number two, the tickline part, that's his issue, shame, his life choices. As okay, what is it? But the issue of the girlfriend, he chose. You know, he can't blame the mother.
It's hereditary, man. Sometimes it's in the genes. If your family is going there now, Hashem, your heart will lean there. I'm telling you, be careful what you put in your children's blood.
And then he says, all this said, guys, we bring children to this world and throw them into poverty without a plan. Also, how you talk to people is important. How you talk determines how what you say is received. This one I very much agree with. And then saying that God was something Zinhle said just makes me realize which maybe this is his way of trying to come to terms with his loss. You know, and then he continues there saying, when my dad died, Umamncane said, at least now you know where he is. And that somehow made it easier to cope with the fact that as we were hungry with him alive, at least now he is no more.
When we are can hungry, come we know to he terms can't
with it.
Guys,
is here Goa?
No good thing, man.
We're going through a lot. And for me, as the viewers were also triggered that we're going through a lot. We're going through a lot, and I'm like, he is lashing out. But in that lashing out, do we see the pain? As much as anything else, as much as, yes, there are those life choices, like, for example, he made with a girlfriend and whatnot. But do we see the pain? Because he's had no role models. He's had no one to look to. Do you understand? The mother, it seems like she was that little last hope. As much as they're impoverished, as much as he's dying, they're still poor. But he was that little hope because he's like, at least if it was grandma who died.
Not even ngabe uhambe naye. Ngoba nje ushiyele enye inkinga lana.
Shiyele umuntu ongeke azosenzele lutho.
Letha ama benten.
But bring it back, you know, I'm loving the listener saying that how you talk to people is important and how you talk to them determines what, you know, how they receive that. Bringing it back to my initial question, guys, are we not able, but are we allowed or afforded the space to speak to our parents? Are we afforded the space to voice out whatever we want to our parents? I'm just going to make a very simple example. I won't go deep. Can my son, he's 12, can he come to me like, ma, this plates are ugly. Why didn't you buy white plates? If I've got, you know, we at homes, we have those plates with flowers on them. Can he, like, do I afford him that space to say, yes, you should have just bought plain? Because these colorful ones, even when the food is there, it's not appetizing. That's just a simple, very simple example. That's not deep. I don't feel it's deep. But do we afford our children that space?
To be involved in
decisions. And besides us affording them, are we afforded? Because some of us still have parents. Do our parents afford them? Can I now go to my mom and I'm like, hey, yes, I want to go to Jolene or Babu Amne? Mara aung chel bo bona ngulom.
Hi we na order. I think yes and no. I think some things are necessary to raise, man.
But what if they're hitting you?
No, it depends. I mean, let's say, for example, the point you make, the last one there, another pastor makes it as well, to say, remember that when you choose a spouse, you're not just choosing a friend for yourself. Mm-hmm. You're choosing a parent for your children. Mm. Now, to then ask my mother, hey, vele, vele, mama, vele, wa, wa, pelela, vele, ama, tota, wa, wa, ketale, wa. You know, I can't really, then what if I ask that question? You know, it's pointless. But I think there are some things like life decisions that are affecting us on a daily basis. Mm. I think we can have a space there. Mm-hmm. And if not afforded the space, I'd say take the space.
Okay.
Ne? Okay.
Take the space, and they can hate you. They can not be impressed by you. It's fine. But I've given you my peace. Mm. Ne? I've given you my peace with how I feel about the situation. And I don't want to wait until Sulele Valeli set up. I'm talking to just a box and a dead body in there. And then I'm thinking I'm venting. And no, I must tell you when things can change today. What's now with Megupi? Again, obviously not judging the video harshly, perhaps he was in the habit of doing that. So mind you know, it could be that. So I'm saying take the time, take the space, say what you need to say, whether given the platform or not. Number one. Number two is we must also remember that adulting is hard, Bazalwane. We are adults here.
Right.
Tough for adulting. Sometimes people are trying their very best.
Right.
And just that their very best is not good enough for us. And it was a bona now we must have a good I see a lot of memes now. Only now I realize how my parents would say they are broke and it's just after payday. And I never used to understand it. Mama, you just got paid. Only now we realize, no man, actually payday is the most stressful day. It's the most stressful day. So I think we just need to be lenient with these parents sometimes.
Right.
Sing about Judge Ashley Gakulu, man. But no, but again, it's cut. If Bamoshira, it's their path at the end of the day.
Yeah, people end up, is it?
Uzanele ubuzile ukuthi enike umntana miyangaza yena azokhuluma nami.
A question ama life decisions wami.
Yeah. Okay, not ukuthi futhi a question ama life decisions wami. Let's say njengokuthi nje zalelo lo mntana ufuna ukukhuluma nami ngento econcerna yena. Not ngami, sesikhulume ngaye ke manje. Hey. Asingoba okay mina yes sengizelwe mina angikhona ngikhuluma nomama. Nangiyena sengimzalele sengimlethile. Sikhulume ngaye ke manje. Ngiyakwazini yena ukukhuluma ngaye kimi.
Mama ngitshela nge-tick line.
Ngiyakwazini ngiyakwazini ukumnikeza i-platform yokuthi khuluma manje sixoxe asibe friends. And leyo ukuxoxa ukwazi ukumfundisa kanjani umntwana ukuthi siyagcina la. Ngoba abanye abazali ngoba abanye abazali ukuthi siyabayekela abantwana begcine bekhuluma nezinto ezikufrempayo. Yabo sikhulume nje sikhulume nomzali agcina umntwana angasazi ukuthi fanele ngigcine la. Sifanele siqale lapho ukuthi okay bengasiquestiona thina singaba nawo ama answers ngoba thina vele sikhulumele into yokuthi abazali bethu basikhulise kanjani. What about bona? Sifuna ukubakhulisa kanjani? Ibuyele kutheni ukuthi uDerek ngiya decide namhlanje ngithi as from today ngiya change lendlela engikhuliswe ngayo. Mina abami abantwana ngingithatha indlela uma ngikhuliswe ngayo ngizobakhulisa ngendlela engicabanga ukuthi ingcono for bona. Kodwa ke futhi manje thina as aba parents kumele sifundise ingane ama boundaries. Futhi nalawo ama boundaries akhona awangabi tight kakhulu. Why ngisho njalo? Umntwana uzocabanga kawu 3 uma kumele ukuthi azokhuluma nawe as umzali ukuthi ngizokhuluma noma uzongizwa noma ngeke angizwe because uma ngiyemsaba seyifaka ifiye ke thina inganeni hayi kancane umntana useyasaba ukuthi engizothina ngisho ngalahle iphone omunye akabuye ekhaya mina ngikhuluma ngami ngiye ngakwenza mina ukuthi ngalahle iphone kama nga decide ukuyola la mngani wami because ngangazi ukuthi hey
suku
buzoba bude ngizoshawa kakhulu ngeke mina ngoba ngifundile isifundo ukuthi uma akwazi wahlule ukukhuluma nami you understand uma wangifaka ingqondo ukuthi ingane iyashawa amayonile ngeke mina ngikwenze lokho emntaneni wami uyazwaye ngizomhlalisa phansi so that next time I understand ukuthi la usebenza imali ukuthenga le phone uma ebakeless ngezinto now ama results uma bekhefful now ama results so kukabili man kukabili lento isixaka isixaki ngoba manje ama boundaries wethu ahambe avalela abantwana amanye futhi ama boundaries a right uma futhi umdedele lo mntwana ugcine sedelele khuluma nani monga ngabe yini So go kaningi.
Yeah.
But you know, Derek said something Uguti, to what end? You know, whenever we're speaking to our parents, you know, and then what? Mm. You know.
Right.
I found it quite quite tricky most often. Because to you it might be and then what? Mm-hmm. But maybe to me, when I'm asking you and I'm conversing with you, the information I'm going to get to you, maybe it's going to heal a certain part.
Okay.
Maybe it's going to clarify something to me. But when, from your perspective, you might not see that. Right. Do you understand? So, for example, we spoke about the whole issue about hereditary, that whole thing there. Right? Here you are, Bobalume. All of them, you know, they drink, they smoke. They're just, you know, they're just, there's their lineage, man. It's questionable. And then Wahamba, when I get, you could see Ubabwami. There was no vision. There was nothing.
Right.
Then you decided to get married to this person, you know. And then now you see all your children, Nabo, it's the bottle. It's the cigarette. It's, you understand. There's that thing. There is that thing, man. I don't know that lesos tunzi. It's not even the dignified tunzi, but the tunzi. What how we luto? We understand. We see that in people, and then now it's me saying, "Hi, man. I tried. Okay, yes, I'm praying. Wherever you, whichever church, whatever teachings you find, maybe you are breaking KCC. You are doing yonke lendo lala. You're like, it ends with me and stuff. You are pushing, but it seems like you're pushing. It's like you're pushing against a Mount Kilimanjaro.
Hey,
do you understand? Because of all the hereditary things that are there, because of all the lineage issues that are there, and then now you just want to understand to your mother.
I think maybe then it would be how you phrase the inquiry, obviously, right? Just trying to understand what you. And I think it's. I mean, we were speaking no mamnyama yesterday, in the glorious morning, just about we're talking finances, but I think the principle will still apply, to say that the family is a unit, and a unit is supposed to function as a whole. That means in what happens in the home, everybody must be involved. Usually when you think managing finances, we think mom and dad must do the budget. And she was just expressing that everybody, even the children, must be part of it so they understand how the family works. And not only are they then understanding how things work here, but they're being prepared to say, when you become heads of your own families, this is how you handle things. And what I'm trying to bring across, putting a parallel to what we're talking about now, is that must be conversation that must be had to say, mama, I don't understand what's happening here. And I'm looking at our lineage, Gunje. Help me understand some of the decisions that you've made in life. I know how to operate. I think it's very important, but create that space of conversation. It's just that in our society, especially in the black culture, we have this because I said so approach.
Hey!
You know, I don't need to explain anything. I don't need to teach you anything. You know, there's no lesson for you to learn here at home. It's not a school. School is where you get to. And then it's not necessary. And I think we need that change management in our paradigm to be shifted. We're doing a disservice to our children. I think ugogo uyasho nokusho ukuthi, guys, abaningi baba nabantwana who have no business bringing children into this world. Imani nje ningayi laphayana. Jolani ni jol, man jola, mana ningabe nabantwana. Yekande into leyana, you're not for that.
Right.
Zi.
Cela ukuvala ngale mina.
Uba uso siyavala.
Mina.
Une comment la for.
Yeah. Ey.
Yeah.
Ugogo nento engizoyikhuluma. Le conversation ngibuyisele muva kancane kodwa ke kuzolunga sibuyela lento yokukhuluma nabazali. Hey guys, akukho lolu ukukhuluma nomzali, ngizobekisa ngami.
It's not.
Hi, angazi noma fanele ngisho yini. Abazali bethu asikhuliswa abazali ba sometimes ufica ukuthi family ubaba noma bahlukene. And then kunezinto ofuna ukusikhuluma nomama about ubaba. Okay? Abazwani labantu.
Yeah.
Uk-accepta kanjani ukuthi uma akamfuni ubaba to a point whereby uma gcina sathi angazi noma ngisho lenle lenhlamba. Your dad uyinja. Ngihlanganaphi nobunja bukababa la, because I need your advice as umzali. Meaning mina mangahlukana no babo mntwana nami kushuthi kufanele nami ngitshela umntwana nami ukuthi ubabuyinjwa.
That's the lesson I'm getting.
Shy away, Steve.
Yeah, that's the lesson.
Do you get it? Mm. Sisusa kanjani ke leyo nto? Ngoba manje eish, yeah. Kuningi ofisayo ukukhuluma noma. Kuningi but
barriers.
Uyayivala ngoba uma usekutshela ukuthi lo muntu ofuna ukukhuluma ngaye uyi hey ungang hey mina ungangihlanyisi.
Like you're opening a wound to her when you speak
exactly wabona. So now when as umzalo creating the wound kim,
it's a tough one. Maybe I can just jump in there. Uti, I hear you and you're being unfairly treated, and that's true.
Exactly.
For you deserve to know more about this, but also look at it from her perspective. You don't know the circumstance that resulted in their separating. She's struggling to heal.
Okay.
Now every time you mention this person's name, ungathi into yenzeke ekuseni lento leyana, so iqhalela phansi.
And then it different ke ngokuthi now uma ngiya kubaba ngiyokhuluma, yazi ukuthi ekhaya kukuthi nokuthi uhleli nobaba niyaxoxa. Ubaba uyithatha right, uya advise baba. If my enza so yazini
bavele
wenze kanje, it's good for you. Angisho njengamanje uzama ukukhulisa ubaba nomama noma bengekho ndawonye. But at the same time kule side lelo uyakwazi ukukhuluma nobaba, kule side lelo uyakwazi ukukhuluma nomama. Lento
I think mawuya kumama khuluma nomama about umama. Maso ufuna ukukhuluma nobaba iya kubaba. I think ibanzima when
no kukhona izinto ezimdingayo ma akufanele ngiadvise kuzo.
So uya kumama maso ufuna ukukhuluma.
Exactly about in izinto
zasekhaya.
How do I do this ngoba ekhaya but?
Yo.
So there is one here saying Z, other things are easier said than done. I think it was the issue about the kids. I've realized the ideas we have as parents and what it translates to the kids is different, right?
Right.
So as we're nearing the close, guys, I know you guys need to go. As we're nearing the close, for me, it's an issue of, I love the perspective that you've brought, Z, in terms of us being able to speak to our parents to a point where, because this phrase has been said a lot, that head people head others. Sometimes I just like, no.
Okay.
But anyway, I get it. Do you understand?
Okay.
So a point where, for example, my grandmother was hurt by my grandfather. Now my mother is unable to access that truth. To what end? Now my mother is hurt by my mother. By my father. Here am I come. Now I want to access that truth.
Right.
And then it's a matter of to what end? Now I am hurt as well. Now comes in Tembo, God forbid. Now comes in Tembo. He wants to access the truth for me. But to what end? Because the moment you now want to mention your dad, do you understand? Yes, he's speaking to me. Let's say maybe he does speak to me about certain things. But now, here's a child. Whenever we get to go to church, we even open the book of Matthew there, and then we read the whole genealogy lineage there. Or we even go in Leang, is it Leviticus, Denge, where we all skip. And
the numbers.
I don't know numbers. I don't know why we even skip that book, you
know. There's too many numbers and names in Jalapan.
You know, here's a child wanting to know their lineage.
Yeah.
There's a child who wants to know, yes, we are fella with Jesus, but no, we all know, right? I want to know, for example, me, I want to know good Longwenyama ongisele. Uyapi. Then from Ungwenyama, who was his father? What do you understand? As much as I'm a woman, I must admit I'm a girl, but I need to know what Ungwenyama or bad. So that man, I'm saying Yoshata Wazama. I know what Uzama, Ushate Uzanele Ngwenyama, Ote. And then Nayo Uzama, Melang, Jelgut, okay, where now Ocean? But we don't have access to that information. A lot of us now, we don't know itakazelo zethu. As much as it's not common in most cultures, but it's common in most cultures. I'll just use that, you know. Some of us can't even itakazela ourselves. Because now if I, for example, were to go, well, my mom would, she doesn't know, she forgot. But if I were like, mom, what is this itakazelo sakangwenyama? It's like, hey, uvule snake park.
Why was fun?
Why? But it's not that. Do you understand? Yeah. And as much as I think there's a lot of healing that is needed.
That's what I wanted to say. I think that's where we need to go to. to heal. Mm. Otherwise, we will continue bleeding on people who've never cut us.
Eish.
We will continue. And I think it's something that needs to be taught, especially to the parents. So to guys, it's okay to go to therapy.
Mm.
It's not a taboo. It's not that you are mad. Mm. So we are saying, no, it's good for you. Get peace, get healing. Move on. Mm. Move forward. Balegile.
Ngeke ku African kuma African parents uthakaye
ku uthi makaye
ukuphi
ngikhuluma nobani
ngikhulumisa nabelungu mina ngikhulumisa nabantu bakho
kumele sikhule guys
yeah kunzima
and then I guess I come back to that point ukuthi if with others it has failed at least with me let it be different. Going back to the video, because it's he's more pained not by these people and their activities, but by how it has affected him and how he is not. So at least with me, how can I then work on it? And like I'm saying, if you've been hurt that deeply, the first thing, therapy, get somebody professional to assist you, to deal, to face your demons, to deal with them, and then be able to move past that point. Ulunge, yeah.
I think as we close, for me, it's a matter of, we're always saying be the same one. And most of the time, we usually say it in a church setting and forgetting to be the someone in our own families.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you are that someone, when your child sees those whole, the fruits of the spirit, you are loving, you are caring, you are this, born, you are persevering, life is showing you flames.
Mm.
As you're saying that adulting is hard. It's hard, but in your push, I'm even showing my kids this. I'm trying to mend whatever relationships are there. I cry.
Mm.
Parents, can we please cry in front of our children? Yeah,
great.
It's important for them to see your vulnerability,
Mm-mm.
isn't it?
Mm-mm.
See?
Mm-mm. Mm-mm.
Wouldn't you worry we one day in Jombono Mawaka's current Jane Yembe's game? This is a slang.
I'll be so shook and not know even, what to
even
do.
Even if they don't tell you why they're crying, but Umbono, which is in pain and she's
healing. No, I know what you are calling. It is him bending now. We are calling.
Nah, akufanani. I think No, sesifike mina I'm glad ukuthi sesifike to a point noma whereby sengiyakwazi ukukhuluma naye. Sesise sama friends manje. Uyakwazi ukukhala phambi kwamuntu uma ingamphathi kahle. Yabona ke ngoba uthi hey ibuyela la kutheni siyabavalela.
Siyabavalela
because abakwazi ukukhuluma nathi.
Nathi.
No, Derek, why can't your children or your nieces or your nephews see your vulnerability?
Exactly.
No, it's fine, they can see my friend. I don't mind.
So you won't cry?
Indoda
ayikhali.
No, iyakhala indoda. Emngcwabeni.
How?
Masesingcwabeni bese ukhalela yonke into yabantu. Eh, bake bangihlumeza laphana. Ukhala yonke kayi-1 laphana emngcwabeni.
Hayi bo.
Okay. Okay, thank you so much, Zintla and Derek. By the way, it's a World Mental Health Day. So let us,
keep... Take care of your minds, guys.
Let's take care of our minds. Yeah. Let's be okay there. And But as I was saying, that it's very NB. It's very important for us to allow our children to speak, to allow our children to... And my kulumile ingane, don't be quick to answer.
Mm.
Don't be quick to react. Take it in. Go and watch TikTok videos, analyze it, and then now you can. Because when we respond now, by the mere fact that he just mentioned the plates, now I'm thinking about all these things. Now I want to label Guti, but I've bought, I've done 1, 2, 3.
Exactly.
No, but he's just saying Guti doesn't like the plates. Do you understand? So maybe if we just take time and listen to them and do that. And besides that, all of us need to heal. All of us need to heal. There are things that whenever we ask our parents, they'll be like, to what end? Ungenapi. Do you understand?
Mm-hmm.
Some of us will never even know. Some people don't know their fathers, and they will never know. Some don't know their mothers, and they will never know. Some don't know their aunts, their uncles. That whole family unit that we know is not even an African thing. It's a human thing where even white people, they have nieces and second cousins and yonke lento lena. That family unit that we know and we see in our society, some of us will never have that. Some of us, even in the family of 5, 6 of us, we are siblings. We've already... We are so apart that you would never, if it was not for the resemblance, you would not even tell that we are siblings. You would not even tell because of life. But at the end of the day, I'll just plead good. Let us heal and let us accept. I mean, I've come to a point where I've accepted it. If I don't speak to my siblings and I try, it's not tribal. I've Let's accept and move on, because now we're going to carry that hurt. I'm going to transfer it to Bukona, Ustandile, and Tembo. And then now they are no longer going to associate with other people. And it's already getting messier. It's already a mess, but let us hurt. But before Zival, Mdal, now you see I'm going your title. Can you please pray for us? We need to heal. And the children as well, the parents as well, as healing, man. Hey, kuningi.
Yeah.
Kuningi.
Yeah. No, let's pray. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, we are always so grateful that we have free access to you to come with whatever is on our minds, on our hearts, whatever burden, whatever pleasure we possess. You're always so willing to hear from us. We're so grateful that you love us. I mean, always wanting to be with us. I mean, right from the beginning. That's why you created us, even in the beginning, is it not? So that you could be with us. And even when sin came, you still found a way to be with us. We're grateful for that. And here you are, sending your only begotten Son to die for us, so that we can have an opportunity to be with you. The hope is that we can be healed, reconciled together with you, and be one again with you. And here we are, Father, talking about relationships, strange relationships, painful relationships caused by different hurts and scenarios and experiences that we've gone through in life. And we touched on one, we touched different aspects, Father, in this conversation. But there are many others which are more complicated, more complex, and much more painful than maybe what we have covered. But the beauty of it all is, Father, you know each and every one of them. And where we have spoken, perhaps we reached somebody, but perhaps we did not reach somebody in our conversation this morning, Father. We are confident in the fact that your Spirit, having heard, is able to go through and minister even to that unreached one. So, Father, we are praying for your presence, that go out and do that which only God can do. Touch us, meet us at our points of need. I pray, Father, for somebody who is pained by circumstances. Perhaps they don't even understand how they got into them, where they are not understanding how they are the people that perhaps they were swearing, just like we are now, that the bark will stop me. But because of life, they are now perpetuators of the same ill that they were saying they would not. Oh, Father, forgive us. We're praying, dear God, that in a special way, help us to heal. Send forth laborers into your vineyard, people who will go and make a difference in communities' lives. We're praying, Father, for those who are struggling with a lot of pain, a lot of hurt, that your Spirit only can reach out to them. Give them that, you promised a peace that surpasses understanding. May that be their realization in this day and age, Father, we are praying. We're praying, Father, for the listeners of this radio station, that as they continue to partake in the content we produce here, the ministry that we serve here, may they be drawn closer to you. We pray for the presenters here. Just because we are here working in your vineyard doesn't necessarily mean that we have it all covered. Help us, Father, then to be assisted by the same grace that we are imparting unto others. Grant us your favor and your grace. When all is said and done, Father, we are praying that may there be none lost who could have gotten an opportunity had you spoken to them. Therefore, we say, take your place in Christ's wonderful name, our Lord, our Savior, our soon coming King, asking even for the forgiveness of our sins. Amen and amen.
Amen. Thank you, Mdala. Thank you, Z. All right. Okay, let's take a verse of the day, because yeah, now we need to heal. Gashisa today. Yeah, let's take this.
Our scripture reading for today comes from Proverbs chapter 7, verses 2 to 3. Keep my commands and live, and my law as the apple of your eye. Bind them on your fingers. Write them on the tablet of your heart. My brothers and sisters, the word of God helps us to live and to do that which God wants. We are admonished in this verse that when we keep God's law, when we are obedient to Him, we live, we have life, we are free from trouble. Therefore, it is my prayer today that we, by God's grace, are going to do that which God wants us to do. Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, thank you so much, because you tell us that when we obey you, we are going to have life abundant. Help us, Father, to be faithful and to obey you in all aspects of our lives, because this is your will for us. In Jesus' name, amen.
AWR SID Media, Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media, from broadcast to baptism.
You are tuned in to Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.